3, 2, 1, jump. This is Generation Radio.
Generation Radio.
Volume up and be ready for the best tracks from the corner of the world. This is Generation Radio. Generation Radio.
Welcome to Students Live, our weekly special program here on Generation Radio, your one and only source for the lives of Düsseldorf students. Today we have two guests from the Heinrich Heine University in our studio. Welcome, Lina and Jenny. So guys, nice to have you here. My name is Bina and I can't wait to ask you some questions about the exciting life as students. Lina, what are you studying?
Well, English and German studies.
Oh, that sounds interesting. What about you, Jenny?
I study English too, and also media and communication.
Sounds very exciting. How long have you guys been studying?
We're both in the third semester.
And where did you get to know each other?
Oh, well, I met Jenny at my first day at the university.
Do you also spend time together in your free time?
Sure. We often go to students' parties together in town or on the university campus.
That sounds great. And what do you do when you're not at a party or at the university?
I travel a lot.
And what do you travel with?
I travel by train. Almost every day I spend hours on it.
Oh, really? To which places do you travel?
In fact, I travel from my hometown Dinslaken to Düsseldorf.
Oh, do you live so far away from the university?
No, but a lovely Deutsche Bahn loves having the customers waiting.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. We all suffer from it. What about you, Jenny? Do you live far from university?
No, I don't live that far away, but I travel a lot too, with the bus.
Okay, that can't be as horrible as traveling by train, right?
If you don't mind the smell, then no, it's not that horrible.
Oh, how gross. And what do you do when you arrive at home?
First, I cuddle my lovely dog, and if I don't study or go to the gym, I like sewing, drawing, or taking my dogs for a nice walk.
Oh, that sounds great. How about you, Lina? What do you do when you're at home?
Well, most of the time I lie in bed, relax, and watch series on Netflix.
Yeah, who doesn't love Netflix, right? What's your favorite series?
Well, my favorite is Gossip Girl, but at the moment I'm watching Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, cool. I'm watching that too at the moment. No spoilers, please. Jenny, are you still with us?
Yeah, sure. But I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you watching any series at the moment?
No, not really.
Wrong answer. How does your life make sense without watching any series?
Well, I read books.
Oh, cool. What kind of books?
Fantasy novels, mostly.
And do you have a favorite book?
Yeah, The Mortal Instruments. I love this book series.
Oh, so you are a fan of series. I'll forgive you then. All right, I guess I know now everything I wanted to know about you guys. But our listeners wanted to know a few more things. We've got some questions here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, question number one is from Peter. He would like to know if you guys are single. Now, before you say anything, Peter describes himself as a 198 meter tall guy who is funny and very athletic. So, are you guys interested?
I'm sorry, Peter, but I got a boyfriend. But I'm sure you will find the girl of your dreams. Maybe it's you, Jenny?
Sounds like a pretty handsome man, but I'm already taken as well and very happy with my relationship. Good luck, Peter.
Oh, Peter, I'm so sorry for you. You can call me. No, I'm just kidding. Call us tomorrow between 3 and 4 p.m. when we have our weekly dating show here on Generation Radio, where we have paired off already many singles. To all the single ladies out there, you're also welcome to call us tomorrow. With a bit of luck, you have the chance to talk to Peter or one of our other single guys we have on the show for 60 seconds on our speed dating show. Now, back to our students, Lina and Jenny. I've just received another question from our listener, Teresa. Do you have a job? And if yes, how do you handle having a job and going to university at the same time?
Well, I think having a job and going to the university at the same time is a bit stressful. That's why I only work during the semester breaks. And for the last time, I worked for a charity agency, and it was very interesting, and I also had a lot of fun because you're earning money by doing a good job and doing a good thing.
Oh, that sounds great. What about you, Jenny?
Yeah, I think it's quite stressful studying and working at the same time, but I have a job too in a little restaurant as a waitress. It's called Mugge. But at least if you work as a waitress, you can make quite a lot of money by earning tips, so that's best for me.
Wow, that sounds quite stressful. I'm sorry you have to go through that. But did you say you work in a restaurant called Muggle?
Yeah, I just said that.
Like in Harry Potter?
Yeah, just like in Harry Potter. We're all Muggles, right?
Unfortunately, yes, we're all Muggles. I didn't get any letter from Hogwarts yet, but I'm still hoping to get it. Never lose hope, kids. Okay, I just saw that we have one last question for you guys. Do you think students are paid enough, or should it be more? What's your opinion?
Well, I guess students are paid enough, but I think there should be more jobs that are fitting for students.
What do you mean by that?
So, jobs where you can choose your working hours, because sometimes it is not easy to balance university and your job.
Oh, I understand. And you, Jenny?
Well, I think there are many jobs where students don't earn enough. And at least if you work as a waitress, you can earn money by tips. So I would only recommend to do that. I think that's a very good solution.
Okay, guys, that was some great advice. Thank you for being here and for being on my show. I really enjoyed talking to you. And yeah, that was it for our show here on Generation Radio.
Thank you, Bina.
This is Generation Radio.